KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the days of out-of-staters flooding into Utah in masses are over, according to the Department of Workforce Services, which is having a slowing effect on our local economic growth. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, a new Trader Joe's is coming to Sugar House. The grocery chain says they hope to move into their the location on 700 East by the end of the year. Third, a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
Brackets, Jeff, are busted after your Yale Bulldogs beat Auburn in a shocker. Colorado also over Florida in a thriller for Indianapolis. So the Bulldogs and Buffaloes join Northwestern, Baylor, San Diego State, Marquette, Clemson, and UConn to advance to round number two. Two games underway right now. Texas A&M has a fairly comfortable lead over Nebraska. Duke pulling away from Vermont, 26-18. Coming back to Delta Center tomorrow. It's a big game. Gonzaga and Kansas tips at 1:15. The KSL Brackets Update, I'm Mark Jackson.
63 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Now, our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. At least 40 are dead, over 100 injured after a mass shooting and explosion at a concert and entertainment complex in Moscow. The U.S. warned Russia it could happen.
Our State Department, our embassy there, put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering, concerts, obviously shopping malls, anything like that. Just for their own safety, they should stay put where they are.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Islamic State group, is claiming responsibility. The Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, says she's undergoing chemotherapy for cancer that was detected after she had abdominal surgery earlier this year. Nearly 60 million Americans across the Northeast are under flood watches. It's from a major storm that's already brought heavy rain and snow to the Midwest and the Great Lakes. Stocks closed mixed today, but Wall Street had its best week so far this year, despite the losses. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We've had wonderful weather, but this is March and this remains Utah. So things are going to take a less spring-like turn. Here to tell you what's ahead, KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubanks. So everything changes tomorrow morning.
Everything changes. Yeah, we've got a series of storms that will be moving in. The first arrives tomorrow, so we get a cold front during the afternoon. South winds will be the story for the day tomorrow. Cloudy skies with developing valley rain, some scattered thunderstorms, and mountain snow. The cold front will slide through between 2 and 4 p.m. tomorrow, so look for a few lightning bolts and some thunder along that line. And then the storm will linger Saturday night into Sunday, even into early Monday. So the storm's going to be around for a couple of days. And the big change is going to be the temperatures. Highs fall into the 40s. Lows dip down into the upper 30s. So it's, again, a little bit of a colder shock to the system.
If you miss winter time, it's coming back sort of just a little bit. So about the wind that's coming in Saturday morning, I think I still have PTSD from that Labor Day storm. Is this going to be bad?
No. This is not destructive winds. These are south winds that are going to go 30 to 40 miles an hour. It'll keep it very mild overnight. 60s for the high tomorrow before the front, and then we'll end up in the 40s behind the front. So a 20-degree temperature drop, and it's going to remind us that March is kind of a cool month, too, along with the warmth that we've been experiencing.
So I reach to you as a friend. Are we ever going to see the sun again?
Of course we will. Yeah, next week is active, though. You're right, Jeff. This week we got spoiled, beautiful, sunny skies. Next week we're going to have clouds. We've got a storm part of Monday, another one Tuesday, a little in between on Wednesday, but then another storm Thursday. So they kind of just keep lining up next week, a very active pattern. But there'll be peekaboo sunshine in between all of that. And the good news, we just keep adding water. Snow in our mountains means runoff and lake filling in the summertime. And all this water really helps prep the soil for all the spring things we want to do here in the coming weeks.
We have a darkening sky. Is this anything right now overhead?
There's a little warm front going by this evening. And so we've been seeing a few little sprinkles. We even had some snow up in the Cottonwoods here about an hour ago. We will see, especially after dark tonight, between 10 and 11, a chance for a little bit of rain to develop. That's the warm front moving ahead of the main storm that'll get here tomorrow.
You have a good weekend. Stay dry. Actually, Kevin's going to be back with the 7-day forecast.